You are tuned into another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility, leaders in search, design, and interactive marketing. Recorded at our headquarters in Boca Raton, Florida, this is Digital Marketing Talk for your business. Now here is your host, Chuck Forbes.
Welcome back to another episode of Eye on Digital Marketing. I am your host, Manager of Client Strategy, Chuck Forbes, and today I am happy to be joined by Matt Crowley, Senior Director of Optimized Services. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Absolutely. So, Senior Director of Optimized Services, Matt, give us the elevator pitch. What does that mean? How do you help our client success here at MoreViz?
So, I spend most all of my time focused on the intersection of content, inclusive of a lot of things, including content strategy, content production, as well as search engine optimization, technical and content related, and also organic social media. So we have all of those three teams and team members sit under the department that I oversee, knowing that there is a ton of overlap between the goals that we are focused on in helping clients grow their business.
Awesome. Speaking of overlap, that brings us to our topic today, which is how does user experience relate and have an impact on SEO? And I want to start out at a high level, Matt, because I think we all know when we sit with clients who have projects pertaining to their website, one of the hottest topics is always user experience. And I think when people think about that at a surface level, they're thinking about aesthetics, design, colors, the user journey through the website, which of course are all important. But I have a feeling, Matt, you're going to allude to a lot of other factors and connect some dots for us that people may not realize how deep of a connection user experience and SEO is. So, Matt, let's start at a high level. User experience and SEO, how are they actually related?
So I think one of the interesting things with user experience as it relates to SEO is that this is not really new. It's something that a lot of us in the industry who have been focused on SEO for many years have really espoused the idea that search at the end of the day is a channel that we're trying to get across a really positive user experience through. And so if we think about SEO, what we're really thinking about is in coordination with a lot of different activities, how do we deliver a great user experience through search as a channel, specifically with my role and the departments that I oversee on the organic or non-paid side of the fence. And that user experience, someone has a problem or a challenge, or they're looking for a product or a solution, and they're going to Google and they're entering some type of query, some type of search to help them find a solution to their problem. That is a user who needs a positive experience. Yeah. And so for us, it's always been important to think of SEO as not just sort of optimizing for the search engines, which there, you know, at the end of the day, there is a strong technical component there that a user may never see. Mm-hmm. But there's also the other side of the fence, which is really, really, really heavily focused on delivering a great experience for the user. Because really, at the end of the day, Google's missions, well, they really have one central one, which is organizing the world's information and making it universally accessible. They're trying to rank the best result for each user's query. And that is user experience. They're trying to provide the best experience for the user. And so if we're looking long-term at where they're heading, certainly our goal needs to be aligned at providing the best experience for a user, given what they're searching in a search engine. Yeah. And so there's a really, really, really strong influence on SEO from user experience.
This is interesting because what you're essentially saying is when you sit at the table and bring up topics and what you're going to do next on your website and you're talking about user experience, really you need to start on the search query side if you're talking about the full experience. And I say that because I still think people are drawn to the color of a button. If I click on this link on the site, it's going to bring me to this page. And that is part of it. But that's not where the root, right, the beginning of the user journey starts. And what you're saying, if I'm correct, is if that search query accurately matches the content and everything else on the page, then essentially the user experience starts even before that user hits your website.
Absolutely. It starts before and I think goes well after, because when you're thinking about it on the user experience and SEO side of the fence and where they really align, you know, there are, as you mentioned, some areas of user experience that aren't necessarily as directly connected to SEO, you know, the color of a button, something like that. But providing the right content based on what the user's looking for, that's a part of user experience that is critically important for SEO. If you don't have that, how can you really expect to rank well and receive organic traction and traffic and then convert a user if you're not providing them, you know, ultimately what they're looking for? But I also think it goes beyond that in terms of not just understanding what a user might expect, mm-hmm. and being able to have that type of content before they're doing the search so that you can rank well and be able to be positioned well in organic search results.
Sure.
But I think also it's thinking about what are their next steps as a user. You know, what is beyond that initial query that is related so that you can provide them with even more information or try to capture them beyond just solving that immediate problem or solution.
Yeah.
Whether that's related content, whether that's cross-merchandising your products, you know, whatever it is, what is that next step beyond what they're really currently focused on? So I think it is really a sort of full spectrum of, you know, what are users going to be looking for?
Mm-hmm.
What are they looking for? What is the right content to meet their needs? And then what can we try to predict that would be important that would extend that user journey beyond what they're currently trying to solve for?
So if I am in the middle of a site redesign project, let's say, and I am simply focused on what is on the site, I am essentially missing a huge piece of what you're talking about, Matt. But why is this so common? Why don't more brands and more companies make this connection? Because I've personally been in situations, whether it be clients or past experience, where these dots were not connected. And I don't think overall, holistically, that this is a connection where when people hear the key term user experience, the light bulb in their head goes off and they say, oh, SEO, let's start from the beginning. I still think it's user experience and they're so encapsulated with the site. So why is this connection being missed? And then I know that it's bad not to consider SEO, but really, like, how much of a piece of the pie are you missing if you don't do this? How crucial could this be to the success of your site?
Absolutely. So there's a few questions that I'll unpack. I think the first one that I'm excited that you brought up is when a company, an organization is going through a site redesign. And I think that is probably one of the most critical and also most valuable times to bring SEO and user experience together.
Mm-hmm.
Different companies have different structures, are leveraging different vendors and different agencies. So what we often see is that user experience is either within its own realm or falls under the design or product team or development team. And then SEO is handled separately. And too often we see that those teams, all of them, are not necessarily coming together in an effective manner. And that is the number one thing that we always want to focus on and recommend to any of our clients is, you know, when you're going through a site redesign, you are investing a lot of capital, you're investing a lot of team members' time, you're probably working with a number of different vendors, and you want to make it effective,
yeah.
And you don't want to have to redo things after the fact. There's
no site redesign.
it is not a cost-effective way to run an organization and to try to improve your site over time. I think that, you know, if you can get as much into the big transition as possible, and not only fit as much in, but make it as efficient as possible, it really is how you're going to win and see a lot of great performance improvement from your business.
Yeah.
And that, I think, really necessitates bringing SEO, user experience, content strategy, design, all to the same table, having everyone's input and feedback on things like wireframes and mockups and designs and site organization and taxonomy. And I could go on and on, but I think that if you do that, where you'll see the most positive impact is that hopefully you're bringing the best of all worlds. You know, there's never going to be 100% on the SEO side or 100% on the design side. There's always going to be business constraints. But if you can find a common middle ground between a lot of these different initiatives, which trust me, there always is.
Yeah.
Then you're going to see positive impacts, not just on organic traffic, but conversion rate and retention and the number of times that your audience is going to come back and want to engage more deeply with your site. And all of those are going to have a much more exponential impact on your business results, whether that's, you know, direct revenue, secondhand revenue, leads generated that turn into revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can just increase organic traffic, or if you can just increase conversion rate, it's never going to be as effective as if you can do all of that together. So I think on the site design part of the fence, it is one of the best times to bring all of these elements to the table and really make sure that user experience and SEO are well aligned.
Yeah.
And then I think why it's not something that a lot of organizations fully conceptualize that connection between SEO and user experience is because when a lot of organizations think about it from a business perspective, you're oftentimes looking at metrics and numbers and, you know, like what is the number with which SEO and user experience correlate?
Right.
And there's just really historically been a tough road to try to put hard metrics on the relationship between SEO and user experience.
Mm-hmm.
To try to say, look, if we can improve the look and feel of your pages, your rankings are going to improve. Because it hasn't really in the history of SEO been that direct.
Yeah.
But we know that it's true, and we also know that that's where Google's heading. So if we want to balance where we are today and focus on a lot of the best practices for SEO that are important, that's great. But if you want to prepare your organization for the future, then we really need to be looking at where is Google heading? Where are search engines heading? What are they trying to accomplish? And it is very, very clear with things like machine learning and artificial intelligence that they are getting significantly better at predicting what is the right result for a user. And they're going to, and probably very likely already are, incorporating a lot of user experience type metrics into those decisions that they're making algorithmically through machine learning and forthcoming artificial intelligence. You know, one quick example I'll give you is certainly page load time. We know that's something that Google has said has been important for a number of years related to SEO. It's a metric, it's measurable, and it's very clear that why is that important? It's important because if the page takes a long time to load, that's a bad user experience.
Yep.
User's probably going to leave, might not come back again to your site because they don't trust that they're going to be able to spend a lot of their strong time on that site. And that's something that Google knows and I think is not only been important today, it will become increasingly important, but is indicative of the fact that they're going to keep bringing up more and more user experience elements as they're able to more effectively measure and predict their impact on user satisfaction within search. So long-winded answer
it's
to say,
a great point.
Yes, site design, great time, and user experience and SEO. The metrics will become, I think, increasingly clear, but from us that are in the industry, it is like it's like watching the sunrise every morning. I don't need to look at the sunrise time to know that it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I've seen it coming for a long time.
It's always funny to me to see the people that walk around on their mobile device, for example, and they're trying to load a website and it's not loading fast, speaking of load time. And what's usually the first thing they say is, man, my service is terrible right now. My internet is terrible. It may not always be the case, and I sometimes chuckle inside because it could be, like you said, the user experience on that site, maybe that load time isn't within 1 second, 2 seconds, and the user is turned off. And like you said, it's a bad experience. And I'll add the other layer on it too, because we're talking about websites and designs. And again, it's a stigma, I think, in the industry that we have to kind of educate clients and people who are going through these types of changes on their site. Even when you sit down and you say, okay, let's start talking about a site redesign, in this day and age, for most industries, it's funny that people will still sit in a room and they will bring up their site on a TV, which is essentially a desktop. And nobody stops and says, why are we even starting there? Why does no one pull out their phones and say, okay, let's talk about a site redesign, because we know, like you said, we know Google is heading towards you know, faster load times and taking these things into account. But we also know, as a population, people are, and have been for a while, heading to mobile more and more and more. So Matt, the last question I'll ask before we wrap up is, how does the mobile experience play in here? Does that change any of the factors that you already said to consider when combining user experience and your site?
You know, I would be curious. You mentioned looking at your phone and seeing slow loading pages. Do you look at any news? Do you go to Google and look at any news stories? Have you interacted with their top stories carousel?
Yeah, yes.
So I think that's a very, so for anyone who's not familiar, and I'm sure most of you have maybe even seen this and not really noticed what was going on behind the scenes, when you search in Google for news and you see the top stories carousel, a lot of those stories are going to be delivered in a very different format than a website, a typical website's format. So typical sites are built on oftentimes a content management system. The page that you're viewing, if you go to your own website, is hosted by your own server and is being delivered to that user's device, really one-to-one between sort of the brand or organization most of the time and then your phone. And that top stories carousel, that news that you're reading, if it's what is called an accelerated mobile page, is a framework that Google has led. It's open source, but Google's led it. And what it essentially means is that Google's made the determination, starting with news and extending what will be in the future to a lot of things. What we've seen recently is email, as well as e-commerce and a lot of different industries. Google decided that there is too much ad bloat on the internet. Pages are taking far too long to load. Everyone's going to mobile. It's critically important for their business that people have a great experience in Google on their phone. So they've built this entire new framework and have invested a ton of money and resources into building a new way to build websites so that they load almost instantaneously and are limited with the amount of advertising bloat that they can have on those pages. Why that, I think, is really important in this context of this conversation is because you know, even in my day-to-day life, if I'm on a page and it's taking a long time to load, and you know, the past several years, let's say, but everyone else's sites are taking a long time to load, you're right. I think, oh, my service is slow.
Yeah.
I'll try to come back later, something like that. But as increasingly a lot of maybe your competition, your organization's competition, or platforms like Google are developing these ways for pages to load very, very quickly and have an improved mobile user experience, I'm seeing myself becoming more likely to say, hey, this site's loading slow. I'm going to go find something else.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look somewhere else, as opposed to just assuming it's the standard case across the board. So I think increasingly it's not only going to just be important for direct rankings and search results, but I think it's really going to be critical just with the experience that users have with your brand, your company, your organization, and that if your content is not meeting their needs, it's not the right format, it doesn't look good to them, because the industry is moving forward so rapidly at providing these great experiences that load really quickly, I think if your brand or organization is not, it's going to become increasingly apparent to users, and they're going to have increasingly more of a breadth of competition to look at in the marketplace and select a different company than you to consume your content, to buy your products, to engage with your services. So I think mobile is hugely important to have a great user experience, and it's clear with ML and AI that Google's going to be able to understand that more and more and have it have a direct impact on A, the metrics that are coming for you out of search, revenue, organic traffic, rankings, but also B, just the general experience that users have and whether or not they're comfortable selecting your brand or organization or going with someone else.
I love that this conversation has taken us down the path to talk about mobile, because as you were talking, I had these examples that pop into my head of what I do on my mobile device, and I would imagine that my actions, you know, replicate a lot of other people across the board. And I don't think that sometimes we realize how picky we are, because there's another layer to what you said, is if this page is loading, I'm gonna go and find another page. But I also, and I won't name them, but I know brands or companies or websites that where my search queries may have brought up the same brand before, and I will intentionally not click because I remember the last time I did, it took 20 seconds to load that t-shirt I was trying to look at when I can go to another site and it's there immediately. So there's, right, there's a halo effect that we don't realize as the consumer how impatient and how picky we can be. And if your website is not up to those standards, not only are you giving a bad user experience now, but you may, in some cases, essentially be cutting out that user and that traffic forever because you have a bad reputation with them.
Absolutely. You know, it's really funny because, you know, I've always been very interested in economics, not to totally take a wrong turn on the conversation, but, you know, when you think about economics and you think about marketplace, you think about Google and Facebook really being borderline monopolies, although I know there's a lot of arguments that they're not, because there is still a lot of competition out there for advertising space. But, you know, when there's only one player, there's a monopoly in an economy, you know, everyone goes to that one player for everything. And there's not a lot of other choices. And that's kind of how mobile user experiences have been. Everybody's kind of been on the same playing field.
Yeah.
And as the competition increases and people have more choices, they're going to be more likely to go somewhere else if you're not keeping up with the competition or beating the competition. And I think that is exactly what's happening now, where not only are we as users getting more picky, but the landscape is improving so rapidly. And you have players like Google who are giving new paths to move very quickly to improve this stuff, that everyone else is leveling up. And if your brand and organization is not, not only are users more picky like we talked about, and I definitely see in my daily habits, but they're also going to have a lot of these other choices and options to go away from the incumbents and go to new players, go to your competition, and, you know, that's obviously not where you want your brand to be.
Yeah. Welcome to the extremely competitive and ever-changing world of digital that we are in today, and it's certainly not going away. I think these are all great tips. I think it connects a lot of dots, and perhaps even in the future we do a follow-up podcast on this topic because there are many avenues that we can get a lot more granular. But to recap for the audience, essentially, when you hear the term user experience or when you're in your internal meetings thinking about the user experience on your site and what you're going to improve, that absolutely includes SEO. It should not be just a design and development conversation. Matt, as you said, it should be an SEO, design, development, really all department conversation, because that's what a user experience is. That's what these users expect. On the other hand, it's not just desktop anymore. It's really mobile first. And again, these trends are going to continue along with Google and the other search engines really leading the way, right, in how they're going to deliver the information based on user search queries as best as possible. And if you're not you know, on that train and have everything aligned properly, you could be missing a large portion of traffic and revenue.
Yeah, and I'll just leave one other thing, which is, you know, look at whatever analytics platform you have, look at last year, and look at the amount of organic traffic that you received, and know that it probably could be, you know, higher and continue growing in the future. And look at what is that makeup of your total traffic. Let's pick a number. Let's say last year my organic traffic was 40% of all traffic on my site. Well, I think it is crazy to not look at that and say 40% of my audience, the people that interact with my brand that either buy are buying from me or I'm trying to sell to, that I shouldn't really care about how they have an experience.
That's a great
that
point.
I just want to get in front of them, but I don't really care about their experience. It just, you know, if you thought about it in terms of your brick and mortar store and you have 40% of the people coming into your store and you said, I don't really care what it's like when they get into the store. I just want them to get to the store. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. It's not smart business practice. So I think thinking about it that way, these are users coming to your site. You want to have a positive impact on them and they're getting there through search. So user experience through search is critically important.
Matt Crowley, Senior Director of Optimized Services, always a pleasure. I really appreciate you stopping by and giving the audience some tips on user experience and SEO.
This is great, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility. If you want to stay on top of all the latest podcasts, visit our website, morevisibility.com/resources/podcasts, and browse the site for the latest digital marketing blogs,
videos, newsletters, and much more.